From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, another Final Four for Dallas and a college president most famous for his ties to Godzilla. We'll start with the latest on the home rule effort to remake Dallas schools. The district verified more than 24,000 signatures today, which is enough to get to the next step, the appointment of a commission to write a new charter. The Dallas School Board is meeting right now. It'll hear from both sides of home rule, Supporter Public Schools, which sponsored the effort, and a group of opponents called Our Community, Our Schools. The city of Dallas has made it to the Final Four, only instead of a basketball trophy, this winner gets to host the 2016 Republican National Convention. The GOP chose Dallas, Denver, Cleveland, and Kansas City as convention finalists today. Cincinnati and Las Vegas were eliminated. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings isn't cutting down the nets yet, though.
They've got high standards. There's no question. And if I was on that committee, I'd have high standards, too. You want to get 100 on that test, and the test is tough.
Members of the Republican National Committee are planning site visits to the four cities between June 2nd and the 13th.
Right now, we're just showing them all the wonderful thing Dallas has to offer, and then we'll they're the customer, and we're the sales guys. So all I'm doing right now is saying yes, yes, and yes, whatever they want.
It's not often that a middle school mariachi band gets to perform at the House of Blues. Contributor Quinn Matthews caught it set.
Greiner Middle School's most famous musical grad is the late blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan. But watch out, there's new kids working hard, getting noticed, and winning prizes. They are Mariachi Los Únicos, the one and only mariachis. Orchestra director Lupe Vargas Garcia founded the group in 2009, after discovering evidence of a mariachi past at Greiner.
When I came, I saw the instruments in the back room and asked my principal if I could start the mariachi again, and he said yes. And from there, it's grown to, 50 kids per class almost. Be ready. Watch your shoulders.
Vargas Garcia knows these kids. She, too, was a Greiner student who wanted to be a police officer. But she was also learning to play in an orchestra through the Dallas Symphony's Young Strings program. At UT Arlington, she took her classical training. Then she went in a new direction.
I was invited to join a mariachi, and my parents allowed me to join that. And I just started to get into the mariachi world and loved it. Loved the culture.
Mariachi's roots are in Mexico. It has picked up other influences, including a generous helping of Czech polkas. The instruments are familiar, violins, guitars, trumpets, but there's a huge acoustic bass guitar that's almost as big as some of the players, like Angela Segura.
This is a guitarrón, yes?
Yes.
It's not like what Paul McCartney plays, exactly.
I don't know who that is.
Well, why do we expect kids to know our old music? What's important is what they do know, which is to practice and work hard together. They compete with kids much older than they are. They were the only middle schoolers to win against high school bands in a recent mariachi festival in Grand Prairie. Eric Martinez.
It's like the best thing ever, I guess, because you get to practice more and you get to work harder so you could prove yourself better.
And by winning a grant from the House of Blues Foundation, Los Únicos and four other Dallas school groups earned the privilege of performing Wednesday on the House of Blues stage.
All right, our next group is from Greiner Middle School, and they are Mariachi Los Únicos and Greiner Middle School.
So for the kids, they're getting a taste of what it's like to be a professional.
Exactly, yes. They're doing gigs like professionals do, only that their money, when they get donated money, it goes to their booster club.
If you wonder what this experience does for these middle schoolers' confidence, listen to Cecilia Montoya.
Yes, I'm excited because we're going to be just being up there with other kids and then being role models for the other mariachis that are really starting. And yeah.
Are you all the stars?
Yeah. Yeah.
KERA News. I'm Quinn Matthews.
Now we're going to meet a man named William Tsutsui. He's leaving as dean of SMU's Dedman College of Humanities and Sciences. His new job, president of Hendrix College in Conway, Arkansas. He's a native Texan who's an economic policy expert. But as KERA's Dwali Saikautel reports, what's really cemented his place in history is Godzilla.
When Bill Tsutsui first heard the roar of Godzilla, he was 7 or 8, living in Bryan, Texas.
We were one of two Japanese-American families in that, at that time, a very small town. And for me, Godzilla became a way of relating to my Japanese identity. I loved those movies, and my friends thought they were cool.
At 9, Tsutsui wanted to be Godzilla. This while his parents both worked as professors at Texas A&M.
In Bryan, Texas in the 1970s, there were only 3 ethnic possibilities: African-American, white, and Hispanic. So my father would walk down the street in Bryan and people would speak to him in Spanish. He'd respond in Japanese and make a new friend.
Following in his parents' footsteps, Tsutsui not only made tons of new friends, but also became an academic, a historian, and an economist. He has degrees from Harvard, Oxford, and Princeton.
For a long time, I thought I had serious work, but I realized all the books I wrote about Japanese history, most of the people who read them were my relatives, whereas I wrote about a giant rubber monster rampaging through toy cities in Japan, and tens of thousands of people read it. So I'm actually real proud to be known as the guy that studies Godzilla.
He wrote Godzilla on My Mind, 50 Years of the King of Monsters, and In Godzilla's Footsteps, and he's been interviewed by the New York Times, CNN, Fox, The Guardian, The Lot.
You know, Godzilla's a hero. When you get right down to it, Godzilla is a big guy fighting for what he believes in. And usually he's victorious. And that's a narrative that really is universal. So while the movies have dealt at various times with issues from nuclear war, to government corruption, to environmental pollution, at the real essence, they are just morality plays, and that is fundamentally appealing to moviegoers everywhere.
As a super fan, he was worried about the new Godzilla movie, but says he likes it, just doesn't beat the first by Ishiro Honda.
I love that 1954 original film. It really was a very serious movie. It essentially was a cautionary tale about nuclear testing and about destruction of nature through these powerful scientific forces. And it still, I think, is really a very visceral experience to watch that. And to think that was made only 10 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki and Japan's defeat in World War II, it really is a classic of world cinema.
As the new president of Hendrix College in Arkansas, Tsutsui's already thinking about putting a giant inflatable Godzilla out on the quad for his inauguration. Not bad for a first move by a college president. Dwali Saikautel, KERA News.
Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 69. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low near 69. It's currently 86 degrees in Dallas, 87 in Fort Worth, 86 in Tyler, and 87 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.